Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Doug McIsaac with Online for Offline, and today I have Bruce Crair. He's the president and COO of Local.com, and we're going to be discussing the importance of local search, and it's only getting more important in today's world. A little bit about Bruce before we get started. Bruce has over 20 years of senior management experience, including public and private high technology companies. That includes positions at Sprint PCS, Cox Communications, eVoice Inc., and a co-founder of Zero Degrees Inc., an internet company that provided online social networking services to business professionals. Actually, it sounds like a very interesting company, by the way, Bruce. And that was sold to IAC Interactive Corp. And Bruce has his BS in physics from the U.S. Naval Academy, and an MBA in Corporate Strategy and International Business from the University of California, Berkeley. Now, just a little bit about Local.com's background. Local.com is it's a leading local search engine, the largest local search network in the U.S. The company provides over 17 million consumers each month with the most relevant on-target search results for local businesses, products, and services. And over 700 regional media sites, including Local.com, is what you can where you'd be searching. Businesses can target ready to purchase consumers using a variety of advertising products, including subscription, pay-per-click banner, and pay-per-call products. It consistently ranks in the top 100 in the U.S. website traffic according to Internet Search Forum ComScore. Really, really great company. Anything else you'd like to add to that, Bruce, before we dive into our call?
Well, I appreciate the introduction, Doug. You make me sound like I walk on water, but my feet do get wet when I get on the water.
That's awesome.
I'm just glad to be on with you, and I appreciate the opportunity, and hopefully I can be helpful to your listeners.
I know you will be, Bruce. I mean, because we've got, our listeners are a variety of consultants like myself that work with offline businesses and offline business owners themselves that are trying to move online. So I know a number of them have been looking at Local.com as a service. Some of them probably are customers of yours already, and I'm sure many more will be after they listen to this call.
Great.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the importance of local search. The talking points that we got here, you talked about, hitting your target every time, and that, small business marketing, you want to be marketing in your neighborhood. Now, can you tell me a little bit of why a local search engine would be the best place for a local business to be advertising?
Sure. We've heard a lot about advertising, online advertising on places like, the national search engines like Google and Yahoo and MSN, and I think those are important sources for customers. The problem with advertising on those sources is that you typically get either a nationwide search or you get a lot of users using that are looking for products and services other than in your local area in your specific category. So, for instance, somebody may go online and look for a lawyer. Well, if you're a lawyer in Manhattan or Wisconsin, that's not going to do you a whole lot of good if somebody is in Denver looking for a lawyer. They're probably looking for a lawyer in Manhattan or Wisconsin. And what a local search engine allows you to do is present your business right in front of those consumers that are looking right now for your business. The great thing about local search is that people can find your businesses right away, and they can find the businesses that are local to them. One of the statistics I like to quote is that about 80% of our income is spent within about 50 miles of our homes, and there's a huge percentage of people that purchase offline but searched online. Let me give you an example. Just this last weekend, I contributed to the economy by buying a new car for my wife, and all my research was done online. I went online, and my wife did as well, and looked at all the different opportunities for the different kinds of cars we wanted to get before we actually went out and purchased one, and we purchased it offline, not online. And this is the way it works for many businesses that are located in a local area versus a pure online business. And when you use a local search engine, not only can you target customers in a very specific area, you could also maximize your marketing investment using very highly specific targeting with the right keywords and search phrases to pull those customers to your site and then eventually to your front door or through the telephone. And most local search engines will provide the capability for you to track very specifically how many clicks to your site or how many impressions of your ad and or how many calls were made using either click-to-call product or call tracking to your business through that specific entity. So you know what your return on investment is on that specific advertisement that you've placed in that local search engine.
That's probably the most powerful thing about, in my personal opinion, that's one of the most powerful thing about using online and local search is the trackability of it. You know what terms are converting for you, and you actually know how much you're spending on it, whereas that's a difficult thing to do with other forms of advertising, other forms of media. I guess I didn't give you much to respond to there, did I? I made a statement. Sorry, I meant to make that a new question.
You're absolutely right. So, for instance, many offline businesses, especially in the services category, advertise on newspapers or advertise in Yellow Pages. Yellow Pages is obviously a very big source of advertising. The problem that we have with Yellow Pages is it's really hard to track what kind of business you got from that ad. The second problem with that is that once you place the ad, you're stuck with that ad for the next year or 18 months, depending upon the schedule for when they come out with the next paper Yellow Pages. And it's very expensive, and it's really hard to know what the ROI is. On the other hand, with an online local search, you place an ad, and you can modify it virtually at will on a moment's notice. So if you want to put coupons up, or if you want to put a new picture up, or perhaps a new video on a specific kind of local search site that introduces your business better to your consumers, or let's say perhaps you have a new product you're selling, or you're moving, and it's really hard to get that kind of information into a paper Yellow Pages when they only come out every year or 18 months. Whereas with a local search engine, it's real time, and you can do that right away.
Yeah, you can do seasonal promotions. You know, if you want to do seasonal promotions, you can do those. The other thing, too, is, I mean, I was looking at some statistics on the local Yellow Pages and how the number of them aren't. I mean, I can't tell you the last time I opened a Yellow Page. I honestly can't tell you the last time I opened a phone book.
I opened it last weekend. I used mine to. I ran out of fire starter in the fireplace.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, no, that's all right. But that's the thing. More and more, you ask people, and I saw some statistics somewhere where it was 70% of people. They did a survey in 2002, and 70% of people had used their phone book for search, and 30% were using online. And now that has flipped, and it was 70% of people were using online for search, and 30% were using the phone had used their phone book in the last 6 months.
And we're seeing growth in local search just skyrocket. Even in these tough economic times, we're still seeing more and more users coming to the site and to all our sites and looking for businesses that are offline. Where can I find my local plumber? Where can I find the local clothing store? Where can I find a local specific product? Because I like to search for it online, but I really want to see it and touch it and feel it, and I think that's what most of our offline merchants are counting on, is that you want to see it and touch it and feel it before you actually purchase the product, and you go into the store and you count on their service and their reasonable price and the ability and knowing that they're going to be there to service the product once you buy it. And the way to get found there, unless you're just going to count on serendipity, is to advertise in places that you know that you're going to get good ROI for.
That's good. Let's talk about the top reasons why. We've kind of touched on them a little bit, but let's kind of dig into them a little bit more. What would you said local search is on the rise. That would be one of your top five reasons that you should consider local search. What would be the other four reasons here?
Well, let me back up to the local search on the rise. First of all, let me give you a couple
great.
Statistics that I've gotten. As I mentioned, it's really expanding. Local search is really expanding. Borrell and Associates, who track local search and Yellow Pages groups, they forecast that local online advertising is going to grow to $23 billion by 2012. And the Kelsey Group, another one of the analysts, say that more than 80% of small and medium-sized businesses surveyed just this past year, said they plan to maintain or increase ad spending over the next 12 months, even through this troubled economy. And the thing you need to ask yourself if you're a small business is if my competitors are advertising there and they're being found by the customers, do I need to advertise there as well, or is there some other way that those customers can find me? And you need to be very careful about foregoing that opportunity, again, as I mentioned, especially since it's very trackable. And you know what the return on investment is going to be. Secondly, I think the second reason that you should consider partnering with a local search company is there's really money to be made. The small and medium-sized enterprises component of U.S.-based local advertising market is approaching $22 billion in revenue. And the online local search market is estimated to grow to $2.5 to $3 billion this year by Kelsey Group. That means it's a really large opportunity for small businesses that want to reach potential customers because a local search can specifically target the message for the searcher. And someone searching for local products online obviously is not, there's a big difference between somebody going to Google and searching for, I want the history of the Ottoman Empire. They're not looking to buy something. On the other hand, somebody coming to a local search engine and saying, where can I find the nearest auto parts store? They're obviously going there for a very specific reason, obviously looking to buy some kind of auto part. And that's a real customer that's trying to get hold of you. And if you're not there in that local search engine, you're going to probably miss out on that customer unless, they just serendipitously happen upon you. I think the third reason is that online advertising just makes sense, both in the dollar sense as well as the economic sense. In this kind of economy, many local companies are turning to online advertising, again, because it's very ROI-driven and very trackable. And it's a new way to capture more customers that you didn't have before, and a way to get your name out there to those customers, that 70% that you mentioned, that are searching online and not opening the Yellow Pages or not going into the newspaper or not looking at the coupons sent via direct mail. And many internet players are refocusing on local search as a method of increasing revenue and profit. The ROI can be much higher, and in these trying economic times, every dollar and every cent counts. Local search advertising in general right now is much less expensive than other forms of advertising. It's much more cost effective, and it's very trackable. You can see exactly how your ads are performing and tailor them accordingly. If a specific ad doesn't seem to be working right, maybe you need to redo the wording on that. Kind of hard to do in a newspaper ad or a Yellow Pages ad, very simple to do in local search. And it's virtually turnkey. It doesn't require a whole lot of time, money, or resources. Ad is usually live within a few hours and lets you go run your business instead of having to worry about whether you've got the right ad or not. The fourth reason that I think it's important is that by going local and geo-targeting your ads, it costs a lot less and delivers a lot more. One of the main reasons that local search is attracting new advertising customers is that it offers really precise targeting capabilities at one of the lowest cost per lead. Piper Jaffray, which is an analyst company, a stock analyst company actually, estimates that the cost per lead for local search is about 29 cents. Now, this is across all categories, of course, so you can't say that any specific business's cost per lead is going to be 29 cents. And they think that it's the lowest cost advertising medium out there today in terms of cost per lead. And not only does it offer low cost and pretty relevant advertising dynamics, it also gives you that audit trail that you can go back and see how well it worked. And as a small business with very limited marketing dollars, you really got to work with a local search company to very specifically geographically target your new customers in the most logical and cost-effective way to make sure you're getting the highest ROI. And it's really easy to experiment. Maybe if I use a 10-mile search radius for the customers I want to get at the beginning, and I'm getting some customers, but maybe I want to expand it to, say, a county-wide radius or maybe even a statewide radius, depending upon the kind of service and product you're offering, and see how that works. If that doesn't work, you can dial it back down. It's really easy to change it on an ongoing basis. And then finally, I think you can find customers a whole lot faster. Traffic has really declined for traditional print publishers, as you mentioned, when we're not using the Yellow Pages for Kindle.
Firestarter.
We're using it for a young son to sit on so he can reach the table or something to that effect.
Yep.
And
yep.
And the traditional print publishers are just having a real tough time. Businesses have found it's easier and quicker consumers have found that it's easier and quicker to research a buying opportunity online than trying to search through some kind of print media for kind of similar information, but typically less detailed. You can provide a whole lot more information in an online ad and the follow-on to that online ad than you could ever provide for anywhere near the kind of costs that you're talking about here on a print ad. And, of course, as you mentioned, there's all kinds of Yellow Pages companies out there. And who knows which one you're supposed to go with? You know, in my home, I think I have three different Yellow Pages books that come to me at any one particular time, and I got two different newspapers. So who knows who's going to see any of those ads that I as a business happen to place. So those are the five reasons. The local search is on the rise. There's money to be made in it. Advertising online just makes really good dollars and cents. Local geo-marketing or geo-targeting costs less, delivers more, and is very controllable, and allows your customers to find you faster.
That's a great summary of it. Now, do you have some a good case study or some good examples to share with us of customers of yours? And I've found a bunch of them online, but do you have any of your favorites you like to talk about?
Yeah, there's a couple. Actually, we convinced a couple of customers. They came to us and actually called us up and said, "This has been so successful. I just wanted to let you know how successful this advertising was and compliment you on it." I think every business needs to find the right local search company to partner with. There are a few of us out there. Of course, I'm partial to local.com for obvious reasons. But you need to find the one that works the best for you and for your customer base. The great thing about the service and the advertising is it is real time, so you can find out pretty quickly within a month or two whether things are working out for you with that particular local search company. But one of our customers is in the they provide catering for small, medium-sized businesses. So they'll put together lunches and dinners and breakfasts for meetings. And this particular guy happened to be left out of their local Yellow Pages one time. And he just about had a fit because what he found was that he knew that his customers would think they'd gone out of business. I mean, it wasn't on purpose. They'd been left out accidentally. The Yellow Pages company wasn't about to turn down his money, of course, and there wasn't a whole lot they could do about it. He called them up, and they said, "Well, sorry, you know, we'll make sure you get into the next one." And, of course, the next one's not for another 18 months.
Yeah.
So the customers are going to think he's got a business, and by the way, his competitors will too. So he was searching around for what he could do differently, found us through our own advertising, of course, and decided to take a flyer. We have a base package that we offer that's pretty cheap for the advertisers. And almost immediately, he started getting phone calls. He said within a week, he was getting 10 calls a day. And he's one of these few businesses that actually asks, where did you hear about us? I find that most businesses don't do that. It's kind of hard to track the return on investment if you don't ask. And for this particular ad, he decided not to take a customized phone number that we could provide for them. So he had to actually ask. If he had asked,
I'd like to circle back to that.
Okay.
I just want to throw it out. I'd like to circle back to that after you're done with this to talk about the customized phone numbers. But go ahead.
And he was getting 10 calls a day from this particular, from local.com, and was just overjoyed with the kind of business he was getting.
Right.
And as a result, he actually, when he called us up and told us about that, we asked him if he'd do a testimonial. So we actually have a video online of him talking about the business. And we have a few of those like that. I mean, of course, not all of them are going to be successful. It depends upon the business, depends upon the ad, depends upon the kind of traffic we can drive, help that business drive to their site or to their door, to the telephone.
Well, I'm sure, as large as you are, there's going to be some cities and regions that you're just not going to be as prominent as others. But you are the largest.
I would say you're probably right. And the advantage of this kind of advertising is you don't have to advertise on just one. I'm not sure I want to be in, if I was a business, I'd want to be in three or four different Yellow Pages entities. It gets pretty damn expensive.
Right.
With local search, it's substantially less expensive and very trackable. So you can try two or three of them, and then if all three are working, great, you're getting your return on your investment right away. But if some are not working, then you can turn those off after a month or two. You need to give them a reasonable amount of time to just make sure that they're actually working. But if they're not working, you can just turn them off and stay with the ones that are working and try some others if necessary.
That's right, because not to just make this a commercial about your service, but I mean, what are your price points? I mean, where do you start? And what's an average package like?
Yeah, let me just give you the basic stuff.
We
have a basic package for an advertiser that gives them a category search in a very specific geographic area for $49.95 a month. That's it.
Okay.
There's no long-term contract. We ask for a 60-day minimum, and it's really easy to do over the phone via credit card, or you can even go online to local.com and sign up through our self-service application. If you want something a little more more specific, you can call into our call center and get the talk to one of our sales reps and get more categories or even get more area. So, for instance, if you have a franchise operation, McDonald's, you've got five different McDonald's in two counties, you can get a couple of counties worth, and it goes up from there. It still stays pretty reasonable. I believe, and don't quote me on this price, but I believe for full county in a specific category, it's about $89.95. And we can also provide that trackable phone number that I talked about that allows – what we do is we put a very specific phone number on the ad, and when somebody calls that number, it gets forwarded into your number, and that way we can track how many calls you got, how long they were on, et cetera, so that you can see what the return on investment was for your ad.
How do you charge for that trackable phone number? Is it a monthly or is it a per call? Or
it'll come with a countywide ad. You'll get it free of charge.
That's great. That's great. Because like you said, the companies don't ask where did you find us. I mean, that's been the most difficult thing. Working with clients of mine is, we don't know what's working until we put in a tracking mechanism. So
right.
we'd do crazy things like, you know, call and ask for Paula when there's no Paula working there, or, you know, something like that. You know, the old Department 13, you know, that we'd see in the old classified ads. You
right.
do a lot of the old just direct mail tricks just to make it work. And though those are not always they're not infallible, it was just a way that would get us closer to a good tracking.
And I think a lot of the local search companies offer, you know, similar kinds of products. Others offer, you know, a click to call. They offer pay-per-click kinds of advertisements. There are lots of different kinds of ads you can experiment with. I would recommend starting very simple, and that's why we start with this real basic $49.95 all-you-can-eat per month kind of package that makes it very easy for a business to kind of stick their toe in the water and see how it works. And
yeah.
You don't have to worry about limiting your budget or running out of budget or how many clicks did you get, clicks, and how much did it cost per click. It just makes it really, really simple.
That's great. It's nice to have a simple package. So many. I mean, the last thing that our small business owners want to do is to overcomplicate their lives and have to. You know, most of them are very afraid of technology.
Well, even if you're not afraid of technology, you don't want to spend all your time trying to manage keywords and bidding and that kind of stuff. You want to be running your business, and even if you're very tech savvy. There's a big difference between being tech savvy and understanding all the idiosyncrasies of a typical pay-per-click kind of campaign. I mean, we manage, for our own business, we manage millions of keywords across the country to drive traffic to our site and to our customers that sign up for our advertising. And, you know, I've got four full-time people. That's all they do. No business wants to do that. No small business wants to do that for their, you know, their plumber business in Irvine, California, or their dry cleaning business in Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't. Though on a side note, it's plumber comes up over and over in these calls, and that's actually my business associate George Lane. That's where he started out as a plumber and fixing boilers in the UK, and he used online search to build his business. He did more AdWords than search, but he built one of the fastest. It was the fastest growing plumbing and boiler repair businesses in London, and got wrote up in several different UK magazines about it, and. Everybody kept asking him how he did it, so he ended up becoming a consultant. And thought of he liked the marketing more than he did fixing toilets. So,
I probably would as well.
Yeah, it's just but it is, but yeah, it's funny, you know. And you'll find that. I think you would agree. What categories do you think? Now, obviously, plumber's one of them. But what categories do you think are the most on-target categories for local search that, you know, if you're in this industry, you really should be focusing on getting on involved in local search?
You know,
do you have a top 10?
I don't think I can give you a top 10. Obviously, any service business is
yes.
is a great category.
And it
almost doesn't make any difference what kind of service you're in, because when customers are looking, they're typically looking right now. And they don't want to try and figure out, okay, who can I call? Where do I find the information? They want to know, I can go to local.com and I can do a search for a plumber, a carpenter, a handyman, a dry cleaner, whatever. I just moved in and where is the nearest hardware store kind of thing. They're looking right now. They don't want to wait. Beyond those kinds of things, much of the retail is also good, because especially for people who just moved into an area, they don't know where all the retail establishments are, and it takes them a while to find them. Rather than finding it just by driving around, they can say, well, I'd really like to find where the nearest hardware store is, or I really want to find where I can find this kind of gift, clothing gift. That's a great place. The other one that works pretty well, especially when you start adding couponing into it, is restaurants. There are so many different kinds of restaurants. I mean, just around my house, when I did a search around my zip code, I found 5 different sushi restaurants, and I'm not even in a downtown area. I'm in a very suburban area. So how do I determine which sushi restaurant I go to? What I do is I go into local.com, I type in sushi with my zip code, and I find the 5 sushi restaurants, and I read the reviews, because we encourage people to go write reviews on those businesses. So that you know through people that are in your local area what are the best sushi restaurants. Some are good, some are not so good. And if you're a business that finds that you have a review that's not so good, well, that gives you an idea of where you need to improve. But it also gives you an opportunity to find those customers that have enjoyed your service and ask them to write you up in that local search engine. Because almost all the local search engines have ratings and reviews now. And it's becoming a very popular feature for our end users. Some of the other categories that would work really well, believe it or not, pets. Pet stores, pet breeders, mobile dog and cat cleaners, that come around and shampoo your dog, they are hugely successful with local search because it's really hard to find those kinds of guys in a Yellow Pages. Especially since they come and go so quickly. So it's kind of across the board, but it's any business that has a local presence in a specific geographic area should be thinking about it. This is not the kind of the business that should not be using local search and advertising is a pure online business. If the vast majority of your income comes from online, pure online, then local search is probably not the way to go. Because when people go to local.com or one of the other local search engines to find a product, service, or business, they're not looking for online. They're looking for offline.
Yeah, that's right. They're intending to go make the purchase locally.
Correct.
You know, whether it's a service or a product. I always refer to, my target audience is, so you're going to get either you're sending one of your employees to their house or they're walking through your door.
Correct.
I mean,
absolutely
that's
right.
It's, whether they come in for the service or you send somebody out for a service or a product. Yeah, that's dead. We talk to the same people. I like that you added who it wasn't primarily good for. I like that you threw that in. That was going to be my next question. you got me. But along those lines, what would you say? I live in a more sparsely populated state in Montana. And one of my things, has been with local search engines is, they're wonderful if you're in bigger cities. They're not as good in smaller areas. Are you trying to address that? Or is that something that just kind of, go ahead.
Well, we are trying to address that. I mean, the big issue is that in sparsely populated areas, by definition, we're just not going to have as much traffic in those areas.
Yeah.
If you take a look at our traffic statistics, in other words, where people are located when they come to our site, it's in the typical areas. It's in the big metropolitan areas. It starts in New York City and Los Angeles and Chicago and Dallas and Miami, et cetera, and then spreads out from there. We do try to drive traffic across the United States, and we also have locations in UK, so we also have a UK site that we offer. And the advantage the way we take advantage of that is we find that for us, it's actually cheaper to drive traffic in Montana than it is to drive traffic in Los Angeles or New York. So we take advantage of that because as long as there are customers still looking for that kind of product in Bozeman versus New York City, and they're willing to buy then we can also find advertisers that are willing to sell. And we try and put them together as best we can. So if we have a lot of advertisers that sign up in Bozeman, I'll try and drive more traffic to Bozeman. And we follow that pretty closely.
That's great. That's great. I had an inkling that you were on top of it. I wanted to throw that out there and see what your response was going to be. Kind of put you on spot for a second there. let's see here. Tell me. Let's compare yourself to some of the other local search engines out there. What makes you better? What makes local.com better?
Well, I think there's a few reasons. One is that we believe, and we've had a couple of independent sources come to us and tell us this, that we have the most relevant search on the net. There's a consulting company called Telemapics, run by a guy named Mike Dobson, who actually I looked up his bio once, and he came out of Rand McNally, of all places. And He does consulting on mapping and local search. He did a study, I think it was last year, that found that we had the highest relevancy of all the local search engines. In other words, when somebody comes to the site and searches for romantic restaurant or red roses, they actually get romantic restaurants and red roses. And we're not a category-based search. So some of the competitors, for instance, might be the Yellow Pages companies. Most of the Yellow Pages companies, or at least the big ones, have some kind of online equivalent. Those are typically very category-based, so it's just like the paper pages where you start off at if you're an Indian restaurant, you start off at food establishments, then move down to restaurants, then move down to Indian restaurants, and then move down to Indian restaurants in my local area. Ours is very search-based, so you type in Indian restaurants in Bozeman, Montana, and you'll get the Indian restaurants in Bozeman, Montana. So we're very highly relevant. I think from an advertiser perspective, because we are a relatively new company, we've been in business for almost 10 years, but on the local search side, we've been around since 2004. We were originally a national search engine and then morphed our business into local search. So we are much more nimble. And by the way, by and large, we provide much higher value for your money. So if you go to a large Yellow Pages company, we shop them all the time. We know what their prices are, and we stay very competitive against the Yellow Pages guy and most of the other local search guys.
I can definitely say, compared to the Yellow Pages, you guys are definitely a much better value. I've looked at the Yellow Pages rates that yellowpages.com has, and they get pretty ridiculous. They start out pretty, not too much more than you, but they get ridiculous really fast.
I think the other reason is that, we get 17 million visitors to our site a month between local.com, which gets about 10 million, and about 7 or 8 million from our network of local search sites, because we actually power local search for 700 different radio, TV, and newspaper sites. So if you go to the OC Register and look at their Yellow Pages, you'll find that we power that Yellow Pages. You'd have to look real hard because it's the white label way down at the bottom of the page. So our organic search provides those businesses the capability to be seen there.
I was wondering if the 700 sites you mentioned were branded to you or not. That was a question I had meant to ask.
They are not branded.
Interesting.
White labeled.
Yeah.
And by the way, the advertisers, I want to be very clear about this. When you buy an ad on local.com for the $49.95, you're just getting local.com, not those newspapers. But in the future, we're hoping to be able to provide the capability for our advertisers to be placed on those newspapers as well.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Kind of get you. It's the price is right. You can never be too many places.
Yeah, I agree. again, it goes back to the ROI. How many?
Right.
If I'm paying a very specific fee for an ad, what return am I getting for that ad? I figure if I'm a plumber or I'm a carpenter or I'm even a dry cleaner, if I place an ad for $50 a month and I get one person that walks in the door and buys, I've made my money back.
That's right.
So it doesn't take very much.
No, it doesn't. And it's I've done a lot of direct mail, and I'd have clients of mine asking me, well, how many steps should I have? And I'm like, well, how many touches should I have in this? And I'm like, well, keep sending until it stops making you money.
Right. You know? Yeah, good answer.
You know, if you make money on the seventh touch, well, let's try an eighth.
Right. So, direct mail is very similar to probably the only offline I can think of that is very similar to online search, online local search, in that you can track the ROI if done properly. If
right.
done properly.
Right, and that's, you know, I'm with any of my clients, you know, we set up analytics so we know exactly where everything's coming from, and to most offline businesses, that's just, it's like brain surgery, that you can actually track and know where people are coming from, and if you set your funnel up properly, you actually know if they've, you know, where your purchasers are coming from, not just your traffic, which is the way to do it. And having a direct mail background, I've always liked tracking and testing. And do you have any, this is a little off topic, off script here, but do you have any split testing capabilities within local.com?
I'm sorry, what kind of testing?
Split testing, like an A-B test with ads?
We do not. What you can do is you can put an ad up at any time, see how it works, and if that works well, great. If it doesn't work well, you can change it at any time. But we don't have the capability of having more than one kind of ad up at any one time.
Okay, and I don't think anybody else does. So it was just one of those, I'm like, I wonder.
Although it may be a good idea. We ought to think about that.
Yeah,
but the problem is that for most small businesses, it's tough enough just to figure out how to get one ad up, never mind being able to manage multiple ads. It's easier, obviously, for the big franchisers, and we do business with them as well, you know, hotels and rental car companies and those kinds of folks. And we do special things for them, especially if they're a large advertiser. But for the typical advertiser, it's really tough to do that.
Yeah, it would be without help. Now, we're down to pretty much our last 90 seconds or so here. Is there anything you'd like to add at the end of this, Bruce? End of our call?
Yeah, I'd encourage your listeners, assuming most of you are consultants that work with small businesses, try out different versions of local search. There are lots of us out there, although the big ones are pretty obvious, you know, local.com and some of the Yellow Pages guys, and see which ones work. It's relatively easy to do, actually very easy to do, and you can find out in pretty short order for a very specific category and specific location which ones work and which ones don't. And then experiment quite a bit with them to, you know, on the just like any other kind of advertising medium, what are the right words? What's the right copy you need to put in there? What kind of couponing do I want to put in there? What kinds of information do I want to put in there that would get those customers to call or walk in the door? It's a whole lot easier to do than trying to figure out how do I do a new TV ad or another newspaper ad and wait a week for that to get out, or a Yellow Pages ad where I've got to wait 18 months to get a new version out. And experiment a lot to see which ones work and which ones don't work.
That's the beautiful thing about online, anything online, in my opinion, is that we can test, and we can track. Well, I really appreciated this call, Bruce. This is really really fun. I know we made it. I tried not to make it a commercial for local.com, but I really wanted to find out more about your service, and I really respect what you guys are doing.
I actually tried not to make it too much of a commercial for local.com either, but I think we've only got about maybe 15% of small businesses in the United States that are currently advertising online, if we're lucky. Which means it's a pretty wide open field, and it's still very affordable because of that. There's a lot of competition out there, And especially in these tough economic times, we need to find the most cost-effective ways of advertising to get customers in the door. So, as I said, experiment a lot and let me know if there's anything I can do for any of your consultants or customers.
I will do that. I will take you up on that. Thank you once again for your time, Bruce. I might be dropping you a line here sometime after the first of the year when I've got some more promotional things I'm going to be doing then. So,
great. Look forward to it. Thanks, Doug. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.